let's learn Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Titus. So the Gemara is going to discuss now the Isser of bathing on a fast day, and it's going to distinguish between the Isser that comes about because of Avelis, because we have to be mourning, and an Isser that is a result not of mourning, but of just of not being enjoying ourselves too much. There's a difference between those two types of Isser. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, my Papa Amar Rav Chista, Kol shahu mishum evel. Any fast day that the Chachamim set up for the sake of mourning, we're not allowed to bathe because we're mourning. We're in avelos kigon Tisha B'Av, like on Tisha B'Av, we're mourning the Churban. Va'avel, and certainly an avel whose relative dies and he has a lot of tsar. Usser, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonim. When that's the reason you're not allowed to bathe, then you're not allowed to bathe in hot water, you're not allowed to bathe in cold water, but kol shehu mishum ta'anug, but any time the isser to bathe is just to hold back from enjoyment, kigon tainis tzibur, like on a regular tainis tzibur, where the whole point is just to do tshuva and to feel bad for our actions that we've done, so we're not supposed to over-enjoy ourselves and indulge ourselves, but it's okay, we're not observing avelus, so that it's only asr to bathe in warm water. Cold water is mutter. Umar brings a raya to this second chiddush that in Tanis Sibur you're allowed to bathe in cold water. Amar Avidi Bar Rav Nafan Anami Tanina V'Nol in a Samar Chatzos. The Mishnah says by Tanis Sibur we lock up the bathhouses. Now bathhouses were to provide warm water, so that's what we would lock up. But cold water bathing, that was totally mutter. So Gemara says Amar Abayi V'Bitzonin Aser, if it was Aser to bathe in cold water, so what would they do? Sochrenes and Aharos Mibayi Leilu Misni. So would do you think it should have said that we close up the rivers? We don't have the ability to close up the rivers. So how can you prove from the fact that we close the bathhouses that it's mutter to bathe in cold water? No, all you see from the fact that they close the bathhouses is that it's also to bathe in warm water, but it may be also to bathe in cold water also. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Shishu Bar Dravidi, Abba Hachi Kashalein. Now this is what Rav Idi was really bothered by. Michti, Tanan, Asr Berchitza. It already says you're not allowed to bathe. Nolan Nesamar Chatzos Lamali. Why do you have to tell me the bathhouses are closed if you already told me you're not allowed to bathe? Obviously the bathhouses are closed if you're not allowed to bathe. Elalav Shmamina Bechamen Asr Betzon Mutter. So you see that you're not allowed to bathe in hot water, but you are allowed to bathe in cold water. From the repetition of the halacha, we see that it's only a din in hot water, not a din in cold water. So main point number one, when Isser Chitza is for Avelos, it's even Usser in cold water. When for withholding Tanug, when it's for withholding enjoyment, Ta'anug, it's only Usser in hot water. Good. Now the Gemara is going to bring a raya to the first din of Rav Chista, that on Tisha B'Av, meaning the first half of the statement, that on Tisha B'Av it's asur even in cold water. Lema Masaya Ele, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa, kol chayave tvilos. Anyone who's tamei that has to go to the mikvah, tovlin kedarkan bein b'Tisha B'Av bein b'Yom HaKippurim. If the time for them to go to the mikvah is on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, they can go to the mikvah even though you're not allowed to bathe on those days. So B'mai, what kind of mikvah are we talking about? Ilema b'chamin, if we're talking about a hot mikvah, Tvila b'chamin mi'ika, is there a possibility that you could do a kosher tvila in a hot mikvah? When they heat up the water, they have to put it in pots, and once you put water in pots and pans and things like that, well then the water is possible to use for a mikvah. It's, you know, a lot of used water that was ever in a kli for mikvah water, so it can't be that we're talking about hot water. So shuvin inhu, that would be a violation of shuvin, of drawn water, water that went into kelim. Important concept, shuvin, mayim shuvin, is water that was drawn in kelim, and they're not allowed to be used for a mikvah. Elolav, it must be, when we say that you're being tovel, that it's bitzonein, that it's in cold water. V'chayavei tfilos in a shachrin elo, and we're saying that only if you're chayiv to go to the mikvah, you're allowed to go in cold water. Otherwise, you would not be allowed to go in cold water on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. So you see that Tisha B'Av, it's also even in cold water. So the Gemara rejects this proof. Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina lo nitzrucha, ela lechame teveria. No, maybe it's talking about hot water. You said hot water can only happen if you heat it up in kelim. Not true. There are some natural springs, chame teveria. Tiberia are natural springs that are naturally hot. So maybe that's what it's saying, that when can you go in the hot springs of Tiberia on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Only if you're chayiv to go to the mikveh, but a regular person on Yom Kippur and not Shabbos, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, a regular person cannot go in the hot springs, but in cold springs, maybe he can go. So Gemara tries to say that you can't say that this Braisa disagrees with Rav Chista and holds that you're allowed to bathe in cold water on Tisha B'Av. Because Ihachi, if the Braisa held that it was mutter to bathe in cold water on Tisha B'Av, Eima Sefer, why does the Braisa go on to say, Am Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim? Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim says that even Tamei people whose time for Tevila came on Tisha B'Av should not be Tovel. Kedai hu beis elokeinu la'abir alav Tevila pamachas b'shana. He says that we shouldn't go to the mikvah, that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is important enough that we should lose out on the tevila. But v'yamrit bitzonin mutter. But if you hold that on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to bathe in cold water, yirchatz bitzonin. How could he say to skip going to the mikvah? No, just go to a cold mikvah if you really hold that a cold mikvah is mutter. So it must be that he holds that a cold mikvah is aser. So the Gemara rejects this, and the Gemara says that it could be that the Braisa is chalik on Rav Chista, and the Braisa really holds that a cold mikvah is mutter. Amrav Papa, we can simply say that which she says la'abed tevila, to lose out on a tevila, va'asra d'l'shchiach tzonin. It's talking about a case where there is no cold mikvah available. So then it's kedai to lose out on a tevila if the only option is a hot mikvah, but maybe in a chinami. If you have the option of a cold mikvah, then maybe you should choose a cold mikvah. So the Gemara asks on the second dinner of Rav Chista, who allows bathing in cold water on the Tainas Tzibur. So Tashma, let's bring a raya from a braisa that speaks about the different isurim of a Tainas Tzibur that do not apply in every situation. Kishamru asur b'malacha, when we say that you're not allowed to do malacha on a Tainas Tzibur, lo amru ele bayom, that's only during the daytime. Aval balayla mutter, but at nighttime it's mutter to do malacha on a Tainas Tzibur. Uksha amru asur b'nila sasando, lo amru ele ba'ir. And when we say that you're not allowed to wear shoes on a Tainas Tzibur, that's only in the city. Aval b'derech, but when you're walking on the road, mutter, you're allowed to wear shoes. Haket zad, yotze l'derech noel. So what should you do when you're traveling, when you're walking on the road, you should wear your shoes, nichnas l'ir, but once you get into the city, chaleit, you take off your shoes. Uksha amru asur b'rechitzu, when we say that you're not allowed to bathe, lo amru ele kol gufo, that only means you're not allowed to bathe your entire body. Aval panav yadav raglav mutter, but you are allowed to bathe your face, your hands, and your feet. V'chein atamotzi b'menuda, and we find the same dinim by someone who's put into cherim, a menuda, someone who's put into cherim, uva evel, and someone uva avel, and someone who's in avelus. So my love, what does this price mean? Doesn't it mean that when we say that we find the same halachos by someone in cherim and by someone in avelus, that it's akulu, that all of these halachos that we just said apply to someone in avelus? So b'maya skinan, and what type of bathing are we distinguishing between your hands, face, and feet versus washing your whole body? If it's about hot water, is an avel allowed to wash his hands, face, and feet with hot water? That an avel is not even allowed to stick his finger into hot water. Elulav must be bitzonein, that we're talking about cold water, and still we see that you're not allowed to bathe in cold water on the Tainas Tzibur if you're bathing your whole body against Rav Chista. So you see clearly that this braisa is against Rav Chista. This braisa holds that you're not allowed to bathe in cold water, even your entire body. So the Gemara rejects the Gemara rejects this proof. Lo, the Braisa is not talking about bathing in cold water. Li'olam b'chamin. Really, the Braisa is talking about bathing in warm water. And there's a difference between washing your hands, face, and feet versus washing your whole body. But in cold water, maybe you're even allowed to wash your whole body. What was our problem with that suggestion? Udka kashalach. We said, no, wait a second, that can't be true, because it said b'chein atamotzi b'm Menuda ve'evel, that a menuda and an avel have the same halachos. So, but we know that an avel is not even allowed to stick his finger into warm water. So how can you say that there's a difference in warm water between washing your hands, face, and feet that you're allowed to do, and washing your whole body that you're not allowed to do? No, menuda and an avel is not even allowed to stick a single limb into warm water. So says Mara Asha Arakai, when we make that equation with a menuda and an avel as having the same halachos of a tiny Sibur, we're talking about the other halachas, like the wearing the shoes and not doing malacha, that you're allowed to do malacha at night. Those things are true by a menuda and an avel. So let's make a main point out of this. on a fast day and a menuda and a avel, and a menuda and a avel are allowed to wear shoes on the road. Allowed to wear shoes on the road and do malacha at night. And do malacha at night, but only a tainus tzibur, a person experiencing a tainus tzibur, can wash his hands, face, and feet in warm water. So the Gemara asks on this first din of Rav Chisda that an avel is aser to use warm water or cold water. Tashema. So the Gemara says, let's bring a proof. Amar Rav Yaba HaKohen Mishum Rav Yossi HaKohen. Rav Yaba HaKohen says the name Rav Yossi HaKohen. Maisu Mesu Banav Shal Rav Yossi Ben Rav Chanina. One time, the sons of Rav Yossi Ben Rav Chanina died. V'rachatz, so he was an avel. V'rachatz Bitzonim Kol Shiva. And even though he was an avel, he bathed in cold water for the entire Shiva. So this is a kashrut of Chisda. Rav Chisda said, an avel is not allowed to bathe even in cold water. So the Gemara says, Hasam Kishetakfu Avel of Hava. That was a case where his avelus was, it was a special heter in his avelus because his children died one right after the other and there was no break in between the avelus. So before he got up from Shiva for one of his sons, he suffered another loss of a second son. So they allowed him to bathe in cold water because otherwise it would have just been crazy. He would have just gone forever without bathing. Ditanya, because we learned in Ebraisa, to chafu avelav, v'rachmana l'tzlan, nebuch, a person has one avelus after another, zeh, zeh, one right after the other, hichbit sa'aro, and his hair starts growing very heavy, mekal, he's allowed to lighten it up by cutting a little bit, batara, with a razor, umechabis ksusa b'mayim, and he's also allowed to wash his clothing. So we assume he's probably allowed to bathe in cold water as well. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Chisda, betara v'lo b'mesprayim, b'mayim v'lo b'neser v'lo b'chol. When we say that he's allowed to lighten his hair by using a razor, it means but not a scissor, and when we say that he's allowed to wash his clothing in water, yeah, with water, but not with detergent. So even the what we do allow him to do when there's multiple avelus, one right after the other, is somewhat limited. But Amar Rava, Rava disagrees, and he says, avel mutter lirchotz, betzonin kol shiva, and avel's allowed to bathe in cold water all 7 days of Shiva, mididava abisra b'chamra, just like he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine all 7 days of Shiva. Actually, before we even get to Rava, let's just make a main point out of this, that when a person has consecutive avelus, we allow certain types of bathing, laundering, and haircutting, but only certain types. Certain types of bathing, laundering, and haircutting. The bathing can only be in cold water. The haircutting can only be with a razor. The laundering can only be with water, etc. So then we have this shita of Rava that an avel is allowed to wash in cold water for all 7 days, just like he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine. So Meisve, the Gemara asks on this. Let's say you have an older girl that's is of marriageable age. She does not have to make herself look ugly and bad during the times of avelus that she's experiencing for her father. If her father died, the chacham allowed her to go easy on the hilchas avelus in order that she should look good, so that she should be able to find a shidduch. So from the fact that we allow this only for an older girl, for a bogeres, hanara, that implies a younger girl, a girl that's 12 years old, who's not a bogeres, rasha'a, is obligated to make herself look bad and to do all of the halachas of avelus, because she's already a bas mitzvah, so we can't be lenient on her because she's not of marriageable age yet. So my love, what are we allowing a bogeres to do? An older girl, by the way, bogeres, important concept. Bogeres means a girl who's older than 12 and and a half. Na'ara, also an important concept, a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. So what we're saying over here is that we're lenient on the laws of Avelus for a Bogeres more than we are for a Na'ara. In what way are we lenient? My love berechitza, isn't it that we're allowing the Bogeres to bathe herself? Ubemai, and what kind of bath are we allowing? Ilema b'chamin, if we're allowing a hot bath, ena Bogeres Rasha'a. So can we say that she's not allowed to observe an Isser? What do you, and she's allowed to bathe in hot water? An aval is normally not even allowed to stick his finger in hot water. So if bathing is such a serious thing, do we really think that a Bogeres is going to be forced to bathe in hot water when she's an aval? Probably not. So it must be that we're talking about cold water. And even that, we only allow Bogeres and not a Na'ara. So don't tell me that an aval is allowed to bathe in cold water. That's a special heter only for a Bogeres. So it says more low, when we say that we're more lenient for a Bogeres, it has nothing to do with bathing. Akichulu pirkus. That has to do with putting on makeup and other things that make her look nice, hair removal and things like that, that will make her look pretty. But nothing to do with bathing. So let's make a main point out of this. The main point is we are lenient in certain Hilchos Avelos for a Bogeres, but don't allow her to bathe. Any more than a Na'ara. Any more than anyone else. But we don't allow her to bathe any more than anybody else. That's what we're suggesting. Meaning, why do we bring this up? We brought this up because Rava's shita was that an avil is allowed to bathe in cold water. Any avil is allowed to bathe in cold water. And then we said that in some way we're more lenient for a Bogeres. So we thought that was about bathing, that a Bogeres is even allowed to bathe in hot water. That can't be. So it must be that a Bogeres is able to bathe in cold water and a regular avil is not allowed to bathe in cold water. It's raya against Rava. So we rejected the proof. We said it's not a raya against Rava. Really, any avil is allowed to bathe in cold water. In what way do we treat a Bogeres differently? Not about bathing. We treat a Bogeres differently when it comes to putting on makeup and looking nice. But in terms of bathing, every Avel, Bogeres, Na'ara, and anybody else is allowed to bathe in cold water, but not in hot water. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis.